The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It was Father's Day this weekend, and I saw a bunch of really lovely videos doing the rounds online, people chatting to their dads about things. And one dad told the story of how he used to settle an argument with his friends. On a Friday night, before they could go out, they kept having debates about where to go for the jewel.
Okay.
Couldn't decide, and they almost always got into a fight. Until one friend suggested, guys, we need to have a planning beer while we debate where to go and have beers tonight. And the dad said this planning beer became like a cornerstone of their friendship.
And they never fought again.
Whenever they need to do something, if someone needs to do some work in the house or whatever, they sit down, they have a planning beer before they go ahead with their thing.
I think that's a really good idea.
I'd never heard of planning beer.
I hadn't until right now, Rob.
Seems like a great idea. Got me thinking, though, what are the best beers? Is it the end of exercise on a Saturday morning, I've gone for a long run, or a cycle beer? I know lots of people love that one.
Yeah.
Have you heard of shower beer?
I have not. What is shower beer?
Shower beer is the beer you take to the shower while you're getting ready to go out.
Nee, dit is nie regte ding nie, Rob.
Someone on the WhatsApp line will back me up. Shower beer is a real thing. So the question to you this afternoon, which is the best cold one? Which is your favorite? Is it post-lawn mowing?
Okay.
Is it after a long week at work, the Friday evening beer? Which is the best cold pint to have?
Is it the, I just sent that email that I was struggling to really send?
Keanu, a shower branas boot. It's a real thing.
Zandre says the best beer, an open one.
Which is your favorite? If you had to name a beer, which is the best one? 0848500942. In honor of planning beer, let's plan.
Ek is nie 'n bierdrinker nie, maar ek het net 'n boodskap ingekry vir my maatjie Chanel. Chanel works in the film industry, right? She says, the shower beer is a real thing. Many crew members have that beer in the shower when they get home. So it's not quite a jewel beer, but it's an unwind beer.
I mean, Katie agrees.
Shower beer is totally a real thing. Roz, if you've never had a shower beer, you are missing out on life. Do it. Also, a breakfast beer. Nothing wrong with a breakfast beer.
Lots of suggestions for that one coming in as well, especially on a camping trip or something like that. A couple of nice ones coming in here. Dennis has got the most interesting one, I think. The best one is the first cold one after a tough Saturday chess club tournament.
Wow.
I get it, though.
Yes.
Your brain's been hyper-focused.
And then you just...
Dan is jy moeg, John. Lindy saying the lawn mowing cold one afterwards.
Okay. Oof. Rob, ek weet jy is baie lief vir die Bosveld. Luke sent planner beer, which is sitting in front of Kalahari TV and listening to nature's sound. A Kalahari TV, if
listen,
anybody doesn't know, is a, like a campfire.
Listen, who sent us that?
Luke.
Oh, dude. I was in the Kalahari a couple of years ago. Met my ouers, my women, my tannie, ne? And we're on this little trip, and they were pushing through. There's a border post in Mata Mata where you can push on into Namibia. And I had to come back to work. So I had 2 days at Tweerafirin on my own in the Kalahari. And if you've never been from that camp, you can draw a circle of about 300 kilometers in any direction. Dar's niks nie nie. And I was sat there in front of my Kalahari TV in the Kalahari with that cold one unmatched.
And that's a memory that's going to stay with you for life. I love that.
48 hours on my own thoughts, sitting there making a little fire.
Brandon messaged us all the way from Dublin. The best beer is a breakfast morning beer in the sun after an outdoor cold shower at Splashy Fen in the Underberg after night one. Sending you massive love from sunny Dublin. And our digital producer is a huge Splashy Fen fan. And say... Klap hande daar in haar klein boek.
That's a very specific memory.
100%. And Jean-Marie, hard relax.
Sas says, airport, absolutely the best one.
The best beer ever is that beer when you get at home or you get to your campsite or your chalet and you've unpacked everything and you've done what you need to do and you sit after the fire is lit and you have that first beer.
I get nog twee.
Ja.
Die beste bier is 'n sommer net bier. And then Phil says, the best beer is a free beer.
Phil's not wrong. Keanu, which is the best one?
Well, a glass of lager every time, Rob.
What's the occasion, dude?
Well, any occasion is an occasion.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up. Like you guys said, Kalahari Bushveld, anything can be an occasion.
Bro, that's just made me list for the Bushveld, hey? It really has in a duck way. But you were talking
about
your fiance has questioned your beer drinking habits.
Well, at that time, unfortunately, it wasn't a beer, but like I said, a Schauerbrunner. So what happened was...
Schauerbrunner is wild, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, so what happened was we were having a braai, and for the we were ending off the night, and my girlfriend at the time, she was like, no, she wants to go shower.
Yeah.
And I was still having a drink. So I decided, okay, I'm not finished with my drink yet, so I decided I'm going to take it with me to the shower. So she didn't see that I took it with me into the shower. And by the time we were both in the shower and washing and everything, and then I took a sip, and then she almost lost it because I had this brandy in my hand.
I mean, I get it. You've had a long evening, you've had an event, now both of you are in the shower together, you know, you have a skillet.
Meanwhile, Keanu's reaching for the Brana.
100%. So when she confronted me about it, I got a bit defensive, and I said, you know what, I'll drink in the shower if I want. I'll even eat a ham and cheese toastie in the shower if I want.
Come on, we're not doing shower toasties, I'm sorry.
And from there, at the time, we were living with a bunch of our mates in the same house. So all of it was actually in lockdown. So all of our mates in the house heard me saying about the ham and cheese toast.
Yeah.
And you never lived it down.
No, it's part of one. It's one of our biggest skits in our friendship. To be honest, I mean, like I said, my best man, he used it, and he's been my best mate for the past 17 years.
Yeah,
he used it as part of his speech in my wedding.
As you should, bro. If I had a friend walking around just eating soggy ham and cheeses every day, it'd be in my speech.
Look, I didn't get to the ham and cheese part, but yeah.
The
Granas
was great.
Yeah, no, look. Keanu, thanks for the story, my bro. Have a lekker afternoon.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, dude.
Neil says, best beer is the next beer.